Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Todd Furman from the desert talking about all the big games in just a second. Week 6 of college football. Aaron Judge gets 62 last night. The Braves clinched the National League East. Playoffs start on Friday. One more meaningless day of regular season baseball today. The day off for everybody on Thursday. And then we start the short series everywhere around the leagues, unless you get the bye like the Braves, on Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, on Sunday coming up this weekend. Bryce Young, day-to-day still. Nick Saban says he is doing some things in practice, but is still day-to-day. That from the SEC teleconference earlier. Those headlines brought to you by our friends at Wayne's.
Hey, don't forget, lawn care is still going on right now. You may think my lawn of the spring and summer is made in the spring and summer. You think incorrectly. The proper shutdown in the fall season is what makes the spring and summer lawn possible. So you need to get the right nutrients and pre-emergence in the soil and the root system. Wayne's EnviroLawn can do that for you. Call 866-WAYNES-1. Use the code TNR for the next round and save 1 month free of EnviroLawn from Wayne's. 866-WAYNES-1. That's 866-WAYNES-1. Use the code TNR and save. Todd Furman with us now from the desert. Former odds maker at Caesars Palace, now with BetTheBoardPodcast.com. Rockstar, I hit the wrong button and hung up on him. BetTheBoardPodcast.com. is where we find Todd Furman. In just a moment, he'll be with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
As always, when the CBS folks get a big doubleheader weekend, 2:30 primetime, the 11 o'clock window's fantastic. Texas-Oklahoma this week, Michigan-Indiana in that window, TCU and Kansas in that window, yep. Tennessee-LSU, Arkansas-Mississippi State in that window early on.
Yeah, Furman back with us. That is on me. Furman, my first day with fingers. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I mean, I've never hosted a radio show myself. I imagine someone that's got as many hours behind the board as you do wouldn't make those kind of mistakes there, Brownie. I'm a little disappointed in your answer.
Everybody has a bad game, Furman. You know that. Furman with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline, BetTheBoardPodcast.com, at Todd Furman on Twitter. When Vegas is giving us the Bama-Texas A&M line, who are they making the assumption are the two starting quarterbacks in this game?
You know what's funny? We actually had that debate today and we broke the game down on the Bet the Board podcast. And some of my colleagues believe that it suggests that we will indeed see Bryce Young out there under center. For me, I don't make nearly as big a downgrade if Young can't go in this particular matchup, given how bad Texas A&M has been against the run. I'm almost convinced that Bama would have to throw the ball 3 to 5 times and would still be able to have a high level of success. We saw them begin to unleash Jahmyr Gibbs last week. We saw what they could do against Arkansas, which doesn't provide much resistance. But A&M hasn't exactly been stout in the trenches. Now, I know they've played a very difficult schedule, but at the same time, getting back to your original question, I think this is with Bryce Young in there. What's more interesting is that the total really doesn't quite indicate who odds makers believe will be under center for Alabama.
So do you think it's Max Johnson on the other side? Do you think that hand is healed?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really doesn't matter, honestly, for A&M. If they were smart, I'd probably play Haynes King because he at least gives you a puncher's chance when the offensive line serves to be matador so he could run for his life. Yeah. Max Johnson is sitting duck, but we have seen Max play halfway decently in the past against Alabama. But obviously, much bigger concerns as far as point spread implications are concerned with who Alabama will have out there other than A&M.
You know, 2 weeks ago, Oklahoma's probably a 7-plus point favorite. We've seen their defense completely implode the last 2 weeks. But same question, Texas-Oklahoma. Is this number indicative at all of who they think is going to be starting at quarterback for both Texas and Oklahoma?
So interesting on this game, if you would have had a chance to bet it during the summer, which everybody did, you were looking at Texas, a 7-point underdog in this particular game. Coming into the season, for me, I made the game closer to 3 with Alabama installed as a short favorite. But to your point, LT, Oklahoma has definitely disappointed a heck of a lot more than Texas so far. And it's not just losing games. It's the way that they lost last week against TCU. When you give up 4 touchdowns of 60-plus and you have former players starting to point fingers about will they even be able to get this defense figured out. Now, as far as the numbers concerned, this tells me that Dillon Gabriel is a long shot to be out there under center for Oklahoma. And it suggests that Quinn Ewers will probably start for Texas. Now, given what we've seen from Hudson Card, though, I only make about a 1 to 1.5 point adjustment for the change in quarterback there. Dylan Gabriel, the Davis Bevel, and some of the other quarterbacks that Oklahoma has, that's more substantial. That's in that 6 to 7 range. And with so many questions swirling here, I think it's favorite or pass if you want to get involved here. The one tricky part is that this series has been extremely close, and regardless of who's been favored, largely Oklahoma, they've now played 9 straight one-possession games, and we saw a ridiculous comeback last year. So you may have a little bit of an appetite for OU, but if Gabriel's officially ruled out, this number is only going to continue to climb.
Todd, I like Tennessee to stick the landing and get to the Alabama game unbeaten, 11 o'clock Baton Rouge against LSU straight out of game day. But I get the feeling there's some wavering on the desk with me here. What do you think of the Volunteers' trip to the Bayou?
You know, for me, the number here, I don't see a whole lot of value. I have Tennessee inside my top 10 this year and LSU right outside the top 10. So if you're making the adjustments for home field advantage, and I know we kind of talked a little bit about it, I think last week, you know, difference between a day game and a night game at Tiger Stadium. If this game was at night, you would have to add about 1.5, maybe upwards of 2 points to LSU's power number in this particular spot. A little bit of a different dynamic with the early kickoff, Tennessee having the schedule advantage coming in off the bye. From an X's and O's standpoint, LSU was extremely fortunate to win last weekend, one of the lowest win expectancies that we've seen in college football in quite some time. They needed that defensive score to kind of spark their offense and to get them going. And if Jaden Daniels goes 8 of 20 again in this spot, I just don't see how LSU has the firepower. Now, Brian Kelly has said the right things. He claims the defense will be a little bit more buttoned up, and Tennessee can be vulnerable in its secondary. For me, though, I just don't like the matchup. No value in the number, but I would lean Tennessee. Probably will not be a game that I tangle with.
Furman, like most gamblers, I'm very superstitious, and I just went on a bad run of these early games. The 9 o'clock kicks for you, 11 for us. Do you ever have troubles with the early games, the early slate?
You know, every now and again, it's a little bit different because I think so much of what we do for handicapping college football and even college basketball to a lesser extent is trying to get inside the minds of these 18 to 20-year-olds and figuring out from a psychological standpoint who gets the edge and how those things will work. Typically, when you're playing earlier in the day and you're a home team, if you start slowly, I've seen in the past that it can typically snowball on you because the crowd's looking for a reason to not pay attention. They're not necessarily going to be as energetic to get you back into the mix. But the reality of it is, LT, other than superstition and us being gamblers and our brains playing jokes on us, I don't think there's any discernible trends as far as sides, totals, underdogs, favorite roles, or anything along those lines, other than making sure you make minor adjustments based on home field advantage given time of day.
Todd Furman with us, BetTheBoardPodcast.com. Also, former oddsmaker for Caesars Palace, at Todd Furman on Twitter is where you find him on Twitter, at Todd Furman. Is UCLA a paper tiger? And now they're catching points. Utah coming to UCLA, but really the only good win they have is Washington. I did think that was impressive, but they are a 4.5-point dog at home to Utah.
An extremely intriguing game, and arguably one of the most fascinating of the day for me to try and continue to wrap my head around what this Pac-12 pecking order will look like. And there's also a battle taking place in the betting market here. Utah opened at 3, and there were a lot of folks out there that said this number is way too short when you consider Washington was priced the same way, and there's nobody out there that has Washington and Utah listed as a pick'em on a neutral field. Number got as high as 4.5, and that's where there was started to be significant resistance earlier today. And you're seeing 3.5 kind of the consensus price tag here. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is always the X factor with UCLA. And the quarterback we saw Friday night against Washington was outstanding. Didn't turn the ball over, used his legs to extend plays, and threw for over 300 yards. When I look at Utah, there are some concerns I have with this Utes team, knowing that they haven't been nearly as good defensively away from home as we've seen at Rice-Eccles Stadium. They're down one of their key cogs offensively in a tight end, which I think changes some of what they can do offensively. And the bigger issue for them is that they haven't been able to run the ball consistently. Tavian Thomas, their lead back, has been bottled up at times, and it's been all about Cam Rising's development. So this is a game that I don't really have strong convictions on. I actually made the game 3.5, so I'm perfectly comfortable with where the market sits. But I'm definitely going to watch this and figure out which of these teams is for real and which of these teams may be significantly flawed going forward.
A loss to Texas A&M and then to Alabama. What do you make of what was a really highly thought of Arkansas team now playing at Mississippi State, who seems to have found their rhythm now?
I think this is an Arkansas team that has way more questions defensively than I ever anticipated coming into the year. And when I watched them week one in its entirety against Cincinnati, and they gave up a couple big plays over the top, I attributed that more to inexperience and just communication breakdowns. But that's something that we've seen week in, week out right now. And even last week, when they got back in the game against Alabama, they provided zero resistance on the ground. The big question with this game is the status of KJ Jefferson. Sam Pittman earlier today said Jefferson hasn't practiced this week. So I think it's suffice to say that we all have to operate under the assumption that he won't be out there. And that's kind of what the betting market tells us, is this number opened as low as 6. We're out to 9, and the total started to tick down a little bit today with that news. I think it's a lay it or don't play it type scenario. I typically don't love backing teams in the wake of a big performance like we saw from Mississippi State last week. But amazing to think, if it wasn't the fourth quarter against LSU, we'd be talking about this Bulldogs team being undefeated and living up to preseason expectations where I actually had them inside my top 12.
Okay, the Bulldog team that looked invincible the first 3 weeks, Georgia, the last couple of weeks, they've been really shaky, laying 29.5. I'm going to assume this is the biggest number in this rivalry's history. I could be wrong on that, but this seems like a body bag type game for Auburn coming on the road for the first time this year.
Shaky may be kind, given what we saw from Georgia, who we thought had a wake-up call with the sluggish effort at Sanford Stadium against Kent State. They followed up on the road, and if Missouri makes an extra play or two, we have arguably one of the biggest upsets we've had in quite some time, given the national championship chase implications with the defending champions in Georgia. But you look at this game here, Auburn is going to have a real difficult time moving the football. I'm not going to be fooled by Robbie Ashford's performance last week, where he threw for more than 300 yards against LSU. Somewhere along the way, Georgia is going to get back to doing what they do best, and that's stifling you on defense, even without Jerron Carter defensively, and being able to move the football consistently on the offensive side. There was a little bit of noise in those numbers. Georgia was better in the second half than the final score indicated. And yeah, I would want no part of Auburn here. I'm a little bit surprised, though, this total hasn't ticked down some. Obviously, a correlation between Georgia covering the number and Auburn not scoring. So I could see a little favorite under correlated parlay here if you so desired.
Washington State, USC, BYU, Notre Dame, Clemson, Boston College, Florida State, NC State. Get the thoughts from Furman at Bet the Board podcast. One more college game before we flip the script. Oregon and Arizona, late night Pac-12 network. Are you starting to put Bo Nix in your Heisman conversation?
Bo Nix has not yet entered the chat for Heisman contention just yet. But at the same time, I have been mildly impressed with the way Oregon has rebounded nicely from that potentially debilitating loss week one against Georgia, which I think was more about the Bulldogs than anything that Coach Lanning was trying to build. I look at the Pac-12 pecking order, and for me, I actually think Oregon has an excellent chance to win this conference. Now, do I think they go out there and blow Arizona away as nearly a 2-touchdown favorite in this spot? Probably not. But at the same time, I think both these offenses are going to have a tremendous amount of success moving the football against their defensive counterparts. And when I look at the total at 70.5, the only way for me to look would be going over Pac-12 After Dark in a game that 9 people across the country will be able to watch on Pac-12 Network.
If I see these right, I see to win the World Series, Dodgers 3-1, Strohs 4-1, Braves and Yankees 5-1. Do I have those right? And give me your thoughts on the baseball overall, just on the baseball postseason coming up.
You know, it all depends on which book you're looking at. And so, obviously, if you look around some spots, you can find the Braves upwards of 7-1. This new playoff format, I think, is going to be very interesting, because the one thing we've seen from baseball players in the past is they're all creatures of habit. So now, suddenly, you allow these teams playing the extra wild card series, even if they have to burn through some of their top arms, a chance to build some of that momentum. And it's, even in the one-game eliminations that we saw in the wild card in the past, you typically have one of those teams steal a series. So for me, if I'm trying to look and identify a little bit of value on the betting board, the team that I would try and circle would be the San Diego Padres. It's a team that struggled for extended stretches late in the season, or I was going to say right around the trade deadline, but has been playing better baseball, and it's flying under the radar a little bit unnoticed. I think their pitching staff is underrated offensively. They're significantly better than the Mets. And while the Mets have a huge edge in starters, it wouldn't shock me at all if the Padres were able to win that series and make a little bit of noise in the National League, because I think the Dodgers are flawed as well.
You know, I'm interested to get your thoughts on Philadelphia and the NFL, the Eagles, the last unbeaten team. Do you think that team's good enough to make it to the Super Bowl?
I think they've answered a lot of the questions early on, and the one nice thing that Philadelphia has working for them, when you dig into their schedule, it's about as easy as it gets. by NFL standards. I mean, you try and go through the upcoming opponents here. You get Dallas and Pittsburgh at home, road games at Indianapolis and Houston. I mean, other than the Christmas Eve game against the Cowboys, that may be the first time that we see the Philadelphia Eagles installed as an underdog during the course of the regular season going forward. I want to see more from Jalen Hurts. I think he's starting to get significantly more comfortable leading the offense. He's shown an ability to spread it around. And Philadelphia found another gear last week. They spot Jacksonville that 14-0 lead early. They put their foot to the accelerator in the second quarter and are able to suck the life out of you. So I think Philadelphia is the real deal, especially in an NFC that's lacking a true runaway favorite.
All right, BetTheBoardPodcast.com is the website. BetTheBoardPodcast.com. Follow Furman on Twitter, at Todd Furman, the former odds maker at Caesars Palace. Enjoy the games, Furman. We always appreciate the time.
Hey, always a pleasure, gentlemen. You guys do the same this weekend.
All right, buddy. BetTheBoardPodcast.com is how you support Furman. He was with us on the Johnston RVCenter.com hotline.
And as we always tell you, Lance will send out a live lock, both video on our video platforms, but also from his Twitter account at TheLanceTaylor. And it's brought to you every day by our friends at Hemphill. Hemphill Services, wanting to make sure that your plumbing, cooling, and heating working right when you need it, and that's every day. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemphill, the ones you trust to fix it right, and fix it the first time, and they fix it at a fair price. Birmingham's trusted hemp pill since 1954. You should too. 205-229-2090. That's 229-2090. Or just remember the name hemp pill. We've got football tonight, SMU and UCF. That's 6 o'clock on ESPN2. When we come back, we'll jump into four downs today. LT has that for us. And we roll forward a little bit later on with Bryant Vincent, who will join us at 12:35 to talk a little UAB football. Big home game with Middle Tennessee coming to town. All that still to come right now on The Next Round.
Follow The Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Banking is not just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Brian Brown here from The Next Round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's first federal credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
There's still time before the weather changes to do something new in 2022.
Ocean City, Maryland, and our friends at Residence Inn by Marriott, Ocean City is ready to welcome you. Kayak from Bayside Beach, swim in the Atlantic, dine at Bayview Bar and Grill, local golf packages, great restaurants, and a lot more. See everything online at residenceinoc.com. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook.
It's time to do something different.
Residence Inn by Marriott, Ocean City, Maryland. If renting is putting a dent in your bank account, here's your sign from the universe that it's time to buy a new home. And who better to help you through the ins and outs of home buying than our friends at Mortgage Right? With Mortgage Right, you don't have to worry about becoming a short notice mortgage expert because they do all the heavy lifting for you. They're trusted mortgage professionals and they'll help you choose the right mortgage option and stand by your side every step of the way. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to buy before renting runs you dry. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 22390. Equal housing lender.
The long hours of summer are great for golf at the Jerry Pate Design Timberline Golf Club. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Holly Mack Wilson is not your normal Keller Williams agent. With too many certifications to count, she is now in the top 2% of all Western Alabama real estate agents. That means she's more qualified to help you buy or sell a home, better trained in negotiating the best deal possible, and now can help you buy or sell a home anywhere in Alabama. From Huntsville to Gulf Shores or anywhere in between, call Holly Mack Wilson at 205-901-9446 or visit hollymackhomes.com. Holly Mack Wilson, an anywhere in Alabama realtor.
When it's time to move, there's one name to remember. Crocker Moving Services, for all your moving needs, both residential and commercial, and they'll even pack for you. See all they offer at CrockerMovingServices.com. Owner Eric Crocker is a Marine, a Birmingham native, and a veteran of the Iraq War. Crocker Moving Services will use made in the USA equipment, made in the USA supplies, and veteran operated whenever possible. And they'll move you anywhere in the continental United States. Check them out online right now. CrockerMovingServices.com.
Double the fun and more ways to win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Come play thousands of your favorite games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now. We're giving away a Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, and $50,000 cash. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings October 21st and 22nd. Come win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Hey, don't forget, Bud Light Game Night is tomorrow night. Innisfree Tuscaloosa, come hang out with us in T-Town for the big game this weekend. We're there 5 to 7 in the afternoon, 5 to 7 into your early evening, 5 to 6 on our video platform. If you can't make it to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you can watch us there. We'll do an Ask Us Anything show to get started for the weekend. Then 6 to 7, we've got Bud Light special drinks, plus we've got the Bud Light prizes we'll give away. And, of course, you've seen the ghost cans behind us here, the energy drinks from our friends at Adams Beverage. Ghost, the official energy drink now, zero sugar, of the next round.
Yeah, that gets you going. I had one last week. I had the tropical mango, but we've got some being delivered up here right now.
Oh, look out.
Now. Right now? Instantly?
As we speak?
Well, I mean, within the hour. Yeah.
Within the hour. All right, four down time, but first
Real quick, I was going to say, Jimbo Fisher is now officially listed on the teleconference. Max Johnson is day-to-day. So both Bryce Young and Max Johnson today by their head coaches being called day-to-day. I'm kind of with Furman. Haynes King's a turnover machine, but he's at least mobile.
Yeah, he could give you a Zach Calzada-like night if he has the best night of his life.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't think Zach. I mean, boy, Max Johnson with Turner and Anderson. Whew, I would not want that.
All right, Vulcan Tires brings you four downs every day, four locations, and one soon in Pell City.
Yeah, one soon coming to Pell City. Anything you need bumper to bumper for you and your family, they can handle. Get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. Locally owned and operated. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
More combined touchdowns this weekend. Hendon Hooker at LSU or whoever quarterbacks for Alabama against A&M.
Ooh, I'd go whoever, especially if I get Jalen Milroe's runs.
Yeah, do I get two people? Like, do I get Milroe and Ty Simpson?
Yeah.
Do I get Bryce and Milroe and Ty Simpson if it comes to a really big blowout?
You know, another thing I like about Milroe, too, in that discussion is he's big enough, he'll run quarterback sneaks with him, you would imagine. I assume he could take a snap under center, but even out of the shotgun, that you might not get out of Bryce Young.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll with the Alabama combo.
Yeah, and look, and I think Alabama's going to win this game probably big. On the other side, I lean LSU wins that game.
I think Tennessee wins it, but if LSU wins it or to keep it competitive, it's got to be a low-scoring game. They got to slow that down.
Second down.
Who scores more points Saturday, Ohio State and East Lansing against Michigan State or Georgia at home against Auburn?
I'm going to take Georgia against Auburn here, though. I was hanging my hat on the Auburn defense for a while. I think traditionally, Ohio State and Michigan State, even when Michigan State's very average like they could be this year, that's just, you know, if Klatt's listening, that's just a tough place to play.
Leota's a big loss, though, for Auburn. I mean, that guy was making a difference on defense, and just that random injury to start the LSU game has him out for the year.
And dare I say, that the offenses seem to come all back to their norm. Ohio State, great offensive week last week. Now on the road to Michigan State. Georgia, bad offense last week. They got to prove something at home this week.
I guess so. I feel like a get-right game's coming for Georgia, but Michigan State's just not very good.
Yeah, I think I would take Ohio State.
I think I would, too.
Because of the elite. Yep. And I go back to what Furman said. I agree with him. I would play Georgia and the under, which puts Auburn under 10 points scored.
Which is very believable.
Yeah, I could see Auburn get shut out.
All 10 of those
in
the first half, presumably.
Third down.
What happens first again? Someone hits 62-plus home runs, or an NFL team goes 17-0?
62. And we've seen 17-0 one time. We've seen 62-plus how many times now?
17-0 seems hard. I mean, we're 4 weeks in, and it's only the Eagles left. Yeah. And would anybody be shocked? I mean, where does Philadelphia play this week?
At Arizona.
Would anybody be shocked if Arizona beats them this week?
No,
it's
at
the
all.
NFL.
Now, Arizona plays better on the road than they do at home, but it's only a 5.5-point number.
I mean, 15 teams are 2-2 in the NFL out of 32 teams.
But everybody, not everybody, there was a lot of talk about the Bills maybe even challenging this. They lose week 3 in Miami, and then week 4, they're dead in Baltimore. And have to come all the way back. It is so hard to do in the NFL.
Yeah, in baseball, we're about to put in a pitch clock, which is going to speed up the pitchers pitching. They can't rest as much in between pitches. They've got to speed up their cadence and everything. More mistakes, more flat pitches, more home runs. I'll go 62.
Well, and guys are getting bigger and stronger.
That's
and
right.
Pitchers, you know, with the velocity, I mean, that also helps coming off the bat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would go 62, too. I think we'll see a few of those over the next couple of years.
Fourth down.
Kate Winslet, 47 today. If I asked you better career, Kate Winslet or Christina Aguilera?
Well, you wanted me to say Christina Aguilera because you used to love her.
I did.
Yeah. She was Ariana Grande before there was Ariana Grande.
Winslet's not a one-hit wonder, especially with Mayor of Easttown, which also stars your boy that plays Dahmer.
Nope.
Evan Peters.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. I would say Kate Winslet, Titanic. I know she's known for that.
Yeah.
Really. Is her most famous line in there, "Draw me like one of your French girls"?
Yeah. And what was the Life of David Gale?
Was she in that?
She was the investigator, the reporter that was taking the story.
Okay. No, she's been in a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
Little Children.
Problem with the marriage, and she meets a guy in the park, and they go back and they have sex on the washer and dryer down in the basement.
I mean, that.
Little Children.
Is that Little Children?
Yeah.
Don't know the name of the movie.
Right, sir. Washer and dryer.
That's what they were making.
Washer and dryer.
Yeah.
They did the whole cycle.
Yeah. She's got an Academy Award. She's got Emmy. She's got multiple Golden Globes. Aguilera, if she was still performing, you know, she's just kind of disappeared.
I know it's awkward, but I remember that scene because of the exposed pipe.
Yeah.
not the one you're thinking of, Rockstar, the one that she's holding on to.
Yeah.
That'd be the up above her head.
Yeah. My God.
Wow, above her head.
It's like a rise.
So, she is. How do you not remember the name of the movie and that's all you remember?
Have you ever met this guy? She probably had her shoes off, too.
She did. She didn't have anything on Brown.
She didn't have anything.
It was like that girl getting pinned against the tree in Bridgerton. Show?
Yeah, Bridgerton.
You
never bring that up. It's so weird.
That is Four Downs brought to you by Vulcan Tires.
Four great locations, soon to be that fifth location. Oh, and Aguilera does do Waze. Did you not know that?
That's her voice on Waze. Yep. I don't ever use the voice.
You know what's weird is I don't get this. Like, how do you do?
Brown is so good. He doesn't need the audio version.
I can't see anything with this guy sitting here.
The map myself. Yeah. I don't need
it. I can't. I don't want somebody saying turn right in 80 feet, turn right in 60 feet, turn right in 30 feet.
I mean, how many streets are there in America?
A lot.
I'm sure they probably did an algorithm where, like, if it's Chestnut and Beach Street, like, turn left on Chestnut Street.
I was just wondering how they did it.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty amazing. Anyway, four locations, soon to be that fifth location. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
I think there is a way to... Rockstar?
Kevin.
Do I need the GPS? No, we don't need it.
Kevin says Brown doesn't need the points or the GPS.
Well, he's got his rangefinder, too, that he can...
I don't need a rangefinder. I can see where that hole is. That's about...
I think there's a setting it limits the number of cues you get. Like, it won't tell you... You know,
what are you talking about
on the Waze? I think you said it where it gives you less verbal cues.
Yeah, there's the one where it was connected to your watch. I mean, it is like turn left in 600 feet, turn left in 500 feet, turn left in 400 feet.
I don't want all that.
And your watch buzz is like, I'm not doing this. I get it.
Yeah, Corey's with me. I just mute it. I use it, but I mute it.
All right. When we come back, we talk UAB football with head coach Bryant Vincent. who joins us in the show. The show is being brought to you in part today by our friends at Cowan Equipment. Several poll questions out from yesterday are winding down as we speak. You can go online and vote at nextroundlive.com, and it's brought to you by Cowan.
Yeah, if you're having a hard time finding that new plastic on the seat, piece of heavy equipment, check out Cowan Equipment's rental fleet hit list for a wide range of well-maintained equipment from their rental fleet. For sale now, visit cowan.com/featured-used-equipment or call 800-239-COWAN for more information.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Going to a big football game? Walking around all day? Then you'll want comfortable shoes. This is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Score a touchdown with a new pair of ultra-comfortable running or walking shoes. Come to the New Balance Birmingham store. I'm telling you, we'll make sure you have a perfect fit and we'll treat you like the starting QB. Our job is to make sure your feet are happy. Visit the New Balance Birmingham store on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Your feet will thank you.
For one of Birmingham's best beer selections since 2016, come check out our friends at the Beer Hog. With 64 local, regional, and international craft beers on tap, there is something for everyone. Plenty of TVs to watch all the games while you enjoy some of their fresh baked pizzas and delicious appetizers. The Beer Hog also has wines on tap and a full bar with great signature cocktails. Don't forget about the large selection of packaged beer and growlers to go. Follow us on Facebook or just stop by the Beer Hog located 2408 Pelham Parkway.
Hey, Lance Taylor, to tell you about my friends at Wayne. Summer is ending, which means fall is here. Fall means football, but don't forget about that yard. My yard is looking fantastic thanks to our friends at Wayne's. Summer ending and lawns soon be heading into dormancy. Yards of the month are made in the fall during proper shutdown of the growing season. It is important to get the correct nutrients and pre-emergent in the turf and root system to ensure a weed-free, lush lawn next summer. Call 866-WAYNES-1 or call Wayne's.com. First month free on the EnviroLawn service from our friends at Wayne's. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items, and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sale section. For more information, Bromberg's.com.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. Things fall apart. There's even a book about it, but that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. For more than 40 years, Red Wing Shoes has been helping the hardworking people of Alabama. This is why Red Wing Shoes has created the three-step comfort solution. Step one, a certified fit specialist will use a 3D scan to electronically measure your feet and arches. Step two, the fit specialist helps you get the appropriate footwear for your occupation. Step three, customize your boot or shoe with a Red Wing orthotic. Whether you have a high arch or flat feet, Red Wing has comfort solutions for you. So experience comfort at its best. Visit one of the Red Wing Shoe stores located in Pelham or Trussville.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
.230 Protective Stadium. We need you, UAB fans. Home game against Middle Tennessee State. Blazers needing a big, big bounce back win this weekend. Our interview every week with head coach Brian Vinson is brought to you by the great folks at Legacy Credit Union. No matter where you are in life, start building a legacy you can be proud of today at Legacy, the official credit union of UAB.
And the coach with us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Welcome in, coach. How are you today?
Doing good today, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. How do you, and I know you've done this for a very long time, but how do you, is it a feel thing as a coach when it's time to turn the page from a loss? You've gotten everything out of that you can and focus on the next game. How do you know when it's just the right time to move on?
It's really got to be the right time by 1:30, that Monday team meeting at 1:30, because really going forward, it's the next. You know what I mean? It's next. It's been Middle Tennessee since 1:30 Monday. You know, and that was a tough loss. You know, let's be honest. Let's be real. That was tough. That one hurt. You know, we walked in the locker room, and our team was hurt. You know, they played extremely hard. We prepared hard. Just had a couple, you know, some mistakes right there. It really cost us. The two turnovers was a big part in that game that we got. We just can't do, and we know that. And that kind of swung the momentum back. But you've got to be able to move forward because, hey, it's a long season. It's next game up, because you can't let one loss affect you in the next game where it carries over to be a second loss.
You mentioned the two turnovers. And another, you know, problem that seemed to plague UAB going back to last year, even in wins, coach, were the penalties. And 12 more penalties this past week against Rice. You know, I mean, it's easy to say we're going to clean them up. I mean, how do you clean up penalties?
The only thing we did, we started back in fall camp, the first day of fall camp, and we've got judges, we got officials all over the field. And anytime it looked like a penalty, we threw it. And we did push-ups right then, and we went right to the next play. We, you know, five up, now let's go. And if you look at the three games prior to that, I felt like we had made improvement, and it was shown and it was proven. And then we get into the Rice game, and it was a flag fest, man. Let's just be honest. It was a flag fest. They were over 20. Was it 22 penalties? 23 penalties.
22 penalties.
You know, there was never really a flow, because there's always a stoppage in the game because of penalties. And you know, it's something that we've prepared hard for. We've worked hard on. We continue to do that day in and day out. That's not you know, that's not who we want to be. That's not who we are. And we're going to continue to work on that daily to make sure that is minimized.
Our conversation on UAB brought to you by Legacy Credit Union is a big weekend, 2:30, not only for UAB on the football field, but also in the stadium. It's the annual Children's Harbor game, and coach, 92 patients will be there as well. You got the special uniforms that will help raise awareness and funding for Children's Harbor. What do you take away from this game? What does it mean to you and the people inside that locker room?
It's a very special game. It's something that we take a lot of pride in as a program, that we're very passionate about. To have the opportunity to have these 92 patients for this season, these 92 patients, and you know, I guess the best way to say it is, we also have names on the back of our jerseys of patients that aren't here anymore. And for our players to go out there and play for these families, to play for these patients, and to honor them during this game and really during this week, and then to be also to go out there and to play in the memory of patients that aren't here with us, is something that's special to us. You know, we tell our team all the time, ever since really 17, when Coach Clark started this tradition, that I think is one of the best traditions in college football, that we get the opportunity to go out there and play for something that's bigger than us, to be able to bring joy and happiness, and to take these patients' minds away from their struggles and away from the real life adversity that they're facing is special. You know, we get to go out there and play for them and honor them. you know, as a team, and for this town and for Children's Harbor and these families, it's, I don't know how it can be any better than that.
Coach Bryant Vincent with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. It is also homecoming, Coach, and I'm curious, as a coach, do you feel a little extra pressure knowing that the alums are back, a lot of former players are back? It's an important game to fans.
It really is, and it's not only is it homecoming, it's the next conference game, it's homecoming, yeah. It's Children's Harbor game, and every game is big, but I think it just spices things up. It makes it more exciting. I told our team Monday, in the 130 minute, this is going to have a championship feel to it now. This game's going to have a championship feel because we've got a really good Middle Tennessee State coming in, team coming in. Last time we played them was 2018 when we beat them in the conference championship with Children's Harbor homecoming. Next conference game at home on 2:30 afternoon game. The weather's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's something that our kids are excited about, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
Well, we know Middle Tennessee State, they've already got the upset where they really ran Miami off the field, especially in the second half of that game. But their strong suit is what you guys do well. You guys run the football well. They stop the run. They're 30th nationally, only giving up 107 yards per game. What do you see on the film with Middle Tennessee State?
Okay, so you're exactly right, Lance. You know, these guys, I see a top 10 defense coming into town Saturday, and that's what we said Monday. If you look at their statistics, okay, and yeah, they went out and they beat up Miami. They physically handled Miami. Now, you watch a film and you really study it, obviously, which we have, you see that they've given up 106 yards a game rushing. Now, they're giving up 285 throwing because the mentality and the philosophy of their defense is they're going to put 8 and 9 guys in the box to stop your run. Those safeties are sitting at 8 to 9 yards depth with a 4-3 box. So there's 9 guys that are going to be hanging around the box. They've got 19 sacks on the season. 19. They average 9 tackles for loss per game. So they're living in the backfield. Their defensive front is extremely powerful. They're active. They've got 9 interceptions on the season. That's top 10 in the country. So you're looking at a defense that's very aggressive. Their philosophy is throw us to beat us. They're going to pressure you. He's a 68% pressure guy. So he's going to put a lot of guys up there, and he's going to bring them. You know, we've seen more zero blitz from Middle Tennessee this year than in the first 5 games than we did all last season. So, you know, he's going to heat us up. He's going to put his corners on an island. They're going to challenge us to make us to throw the football.
I would imagine your message to them also this week is our goals are still out there. It's just one conference loss, and there's no divisions anymore. So the path to the playoffs are still there if you take care of business. Do you feel like that is something you can hang your hat on as you build towards this weekend and the rest of the conference schedule?
100%. 100%. You know, we feel like we're backed in a corner. You know, we put ourselves down 0-1 because we're about playing for championships here and winning championships. So the reality of the situation is right now we're 0-1 in conference. We've got a great team coming in Middle Tennessee this Saturday. This is a championship game, and we've got everything in front of us. You know, we've been here, you know, unfortunately we've been here before. And it's the thing about it, the reality of it is when you're in the situation we're in, you find out what you're about. You found out what your team's made of. Are we tight? Are we close? Do we stick together? Do we believe in what we're doing? Are we going to press forward? And you really define yourself as a team through the struggles.
All right, he is Coach Bryant Vincent. It is homecoming, 2:30, Middle Tennessee at Protective Stadium. Go out and support the Blazers for the Children's Harbor game, homecoming, big conference game, everything there Saturday downtown. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Go Blazers.
All right, buddy. Thank you. That is Coach Bryant Vincent with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
And as always, our interview with Coach is brought to you by Legacy Credit Union. Legacy is who you can depend on, and they've been proving it to Birmingham and the UAB community since 1955. Brownie?
Someone named Kelly Ford does something each week called the What If Rankings, and it's basically, it's kind of funny to look at. What he bases this on is what if every one possession or overtime game went the opposite way. Texas is number one in the country at 5-0. They've lost a one possession game to Alabama and an overtime game to Texas Tech. The reason I bring it up is he's got UAB ranked 24th. They've lost 2 1 possession games.
So right. Wait, where would he have Texas ranked?
Number one, because they're 5-0.
I told you so.
I know. Alabama would be number 12 at 4-1 because it goes the other way, too. You yeah. lose your one possession games.
Yeah, it goes the opposite way yeah. each way. Interesting thing that to keep an eye on throughout the year. Fun day, 2:30 UAB Protective Stadium, that Children's Harbor game. Part of the show today being brought to you by the folks we called first when we started this project about 15 months ago. That's Simpio.
Yeah, Simpio, the reason we called them is because we had no idea the four pillars they take care of, the BS in every single office. It's compliance, HR, payroll, benefits. When your company joins Simpio, you will gain access to health care and employer benefits at prices only large organizations get. On average, Simpio is saving companies of all sizes and industries over 18% net of their fees. You can join Simpio any time of year. There is no annual contract. With that being said, Simpio has a 99% retention rate. Call Blake and the guys today, 205-635-7467 or online, Simpio.com.
All right. Coming up, one more segment to go. Our final thoughts of the day includes a couple other things that we really want to get out there before we're done. And we'll talk a little bit more about SMU UCF tonight as we head to break here. A couple of notes from the NFL. Dak Prescott still having a grip issue, according to owner Jerry Jones, as they get ready for a game this weekend. Who does Dallas have this weekend?
The Rams.
We got the Rams. It is the Fox. It's the game we'll be getting on Fox 6 here locally. Yeah, main national game.
Yeah, look, the Rams got serious problems on that offensive line. I mean, they're down four starters right now, and they're down to their third-string center, so that's going to be difficult against that really good Dallas defense that pressures you. But I like the Rams in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, if Cooper Rush plays, he's never lost.
Yeah.
He's 4-0 as a starter once with the other team, now 3-0 with the Cowboys. But as soon as Dak can play, you go back to Dak, right?
Oh, you have to. I mean, you're paying Dak a ton of money. He's viewed as a top 10 quarterback in this league. So, yeah, you got to go back to Dak. What would be interesting, you go back to Dak, he plays poorly. Then what do people say?
Then you're looking over your shoulder. And you got Colts and Broncos on Thursday Night Football on the prime game. That is Russell Wilson, who is expecting to play after he was banged up last week, and Jonathan Taylor, expected to play after he was banged up.
He's just been ruled out.
Just now?
Yeah.
And I was about to say the bigger
breaking
concern
news.
Yeah. Is Jonathan Taylor, because there is the sore shoulder with Russell Wilson. He felt like he was going to be able to play. Jonathan Taylor, not only the high ankle sprain, but also turf toe. I mean, he's dealing with a couple of things.
It's going to be a little bit for him probably with that turf toe. Armando Salguero just tweeted 2 minutes ago that Taylor's ruled out for that game.
I just
tomorrow night.
This morning at 8:30 that he was in.
He had a bad couple hours, apparently.
Tell Armando to send it to me before he tweets it. All right. We've got one more segment to go here. Part of our show being brought to you by the people that bring you drinks with Dunaway every week. It is Redmond Vodka, Redmond Distilling, a great way to enjoy your cocktail. Kick it up a notch with our friends at Redmond.
What is the cocktail this week?
I don't know. Taylor's going to tell me probably about 15 seconds before we do it.
Went with the 12th man last week. A little nod to the Seattle Seahawks and that fan base. Look, Redmond Vodka is locally owned and operated. Their aim, clarity, and taste, color, and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmond Vodka is made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish, no harsh aftertaste, 8 times distilled, available in your local package and ABC stores. Ask for it by name. It is Redmond Vodka.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Just ask our team member, Marcus.
Let's just say you can't take America's Dairyland out of Culver's. Like the real Wisconsin cheese on our juicy butter burgers. The farm fresh dairy in our fresh frozen custard. Even our crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. They may sound cheesy, cheesy, but we love where we come from at Culver's.
Almost as much as we love sharing it with our guests. Welcome to Delicious.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Alabama Head Injury Foundation strives to improve the quality of life for survivors of traumatic brain injury and their families. Whether the injury is mild or severe, the life of the injured person and their family is changed forever. The impact can be both emotionally and financially devastating. AHIF will provide information to help the clients and families find programs for unique individuals with traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injuries. Find out how you can help at ahif.org. That's ahif.org. Now is the time to make your kids happy with a playground from Backyard Adventures. Order now and you're still guaranteed a Christmas delivery. Just go to BackyardAlabama.com. That's BackyardAlabama.com. On the website, you can see some brand new forts that are available. Plus, the always popular display sale is underway now. Just call 205-408-4FUN. That's 205-408-4386. Or go to BackyardAlabama.com. As always, with Backyard Adventures, you get quality 100% cedar with lifetime warranties, and they take care of their customers from start to finish. That means they completely set up the playground. You don't have to do anything. They'll do the landscaping to make it fit into your backyard. They'll do a maintenance program every year for you to keep it looking brand new. And when it's time for the playset to go, they'll come and take it down for you too. Learn about the display sale and see everything you need online at BackyardAlabama.com or call them up 205-408-4FUN for Backyard Adventures.
There are so many things I love about walk-ons. Authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, prepared fresh daily from scratch. A great beer selection and TVs everywhere to watch the big game every day of the week. And of course, they've got two great locations on Highway 280 and 119 and at Hoover near the Hoover Met. Walk-ons is also a great place for happy hour. 2 to 6 Monday through Friday with $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. And it's an easy take-home experience for the family as well. Highway 280 and Hoover with walk-ons.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Final segment of the show brought to you by a couple of great folks, Greystone Chiropractic and Gutter Cap. Let's hear about Greystone first before we show you a couple of things that Forrester has for us.
Yeah, my guy Dr. Lee, Greystone Chiropractic, can get you straightened out. Listen, you know, I got a little bit of a tricky neck. I got a couple of herniated discs, so I got to keep properly aligned. We do that with Dr. Lee at Greystone Chiropractic. He keeps me well aligned. He's taking care of my whole family, so you could trust him as well. GreystoneChiropractor.com. That is GreystoneChiropractor.com or 981-8090, 981-8090. Just off 280, Tattersall Park, 119. Check out Element Wellness. They got a lot of things like IV vitamin therapy, cryotherapy, infrared sauna, red light therapy, holistic nutrition consulting, all of that. Greystone Chiropractic. GreystoneChiropractor.com.
We appreciate our friendship with Connor O'Gara and the folks at Saturday Down South. This is a Saturday Down South story pointing out the buyout. Should Texas A&M pay or fire Jimbo Fisher at the end of each of these seasons? At the end of this year, LT, it's only $85.950 million.
What a deal.
Boy, I know we've said this before. I would love to be fired, though, if I'm Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, I would, too. I mean, next year it's $76 million. And to live through this three more full years, counting this year, end of 2024, it's still $67. You don't get under $50 million until the end of the 2026 season.
It's to the point, Brown, he's not going to make it four more years. And it's like, we're going to give him 58, we're going to give him 85. Let's cut some kind of deal with him.
Yeah. Well, help me remember. It was basically the tenuous nature of Ed Orgeron's job that got him this extension, right? Now, Orgeron had not been fired, but I think people knew Orgeron was squarely on the hot seat.
Yes.
And Jimmy Sexton basically parlayed, hey, you.
The AD who had hired Jimbo went back to LSU.
Scott Woodward, yeah, right, was back at LSU. And basically Jimmy Sexton convinced A&M, you don't want Orgeron to get fired with your guy not being under a solid contract.
That's right. If A&M came to Jimbo and said, right now, $40 million, one payment, one check right now, $40 million, not stretched out through 2031. We want to make a change at the end. We got these great recruiting classes that we've lined up for you, that we bought for you, and we got all the facilities that we paid for you, but we want a different coach other than you. Here's $40 million, one payment, and you've got no restrictions.
I think you would take it somewhere else. For this reason, I think now in year five, he's really starting to hear criticism. I think the A&M fan base liked him early. In 2020, he believed he had one of the best teams in college football when they went 9-1. Last year was a disappointment. This year is going to be a bigger disappointment. I think he would get out ahead, now, take his $40 million, yeah, recalibrate, and get another job.
Because, well, he's 56. I mean, $40 million at 56, all of a sudden you're leaving money to your – I mean, he's got his iced-out kid on the sidelines there. I don't know if y'all have seen him a lot lately. Yeah.
Your great-grandkids at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it goes that far. If you invest it right, it does. But $40 million, that's a good amount of money.
One more thing before we go, brought to you by our friends at Gutter Cap. Tell us about C-Stew.
Yeah, look, hey, those leaves are falling. One thing you don't want to do on weekends is get the ladder out. It's a dirty, dangerous job. Gutter Cap's a patent aluminum cover system. It fits over most existing gutters, keeping that debris out. Eliminate gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty. 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off dangerous ladders forever. 45% off the retail price. Right now, for the Next Round viewer and listener, call Chris Stewart today, 205-823-2212, or guttercapbirmingham.com. Cap it, don't snap it.
Carrie says, lucky for them, the price of oil is about to go up again. So
it is. I saw that. Yeah.
That price of oil is always a good price, right? Yeah. If you got oil money.
If you own the oil, yeah.
Patrick says, how about Jimbo to the Plains? I mentioned that earlier, whether Auburn fans would want him or not. And he adds that, by the way, I'm 36. I would take $20 million right now, to be honest with you.
Somebody asked me the other night if I would take $50 million to never watch sports again in my life.
Done.
I said I couldn't do it. Then they asked me.
Nah, you're lying.
Wait,
you're lying to yourself.
Yeah. And I said if I could watch the Rams, then I would take my $50
million. Yeah, I would take $50 million and
one team.
Pay people off who happened to be in the room with me when I was watching sports to not tell people I was watching sports.
But then I was asked $5 million to never eat a piece of meat again. I said, I'm all in.
Oh, no. Oh. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah, I could easily do that.
Oh, awful.
Pasta, Mexican.
Your Lunchables are done.
If my Lunchables are done, that's fine. I'd be all in for $5 million.
You would be like Nigon, wouldn't you? You'd be remember the trash yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Drink water.
Nigon, only water.
Not take $50 million not to watch sports again.
Would you?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't take $5 million not to eat meat?
No. I love meat. So I mean, I love sports, but we're talking about different numbers now.
Now, what if you had to give up one of the two?
Which one had I rather give up?
Yeah.
Sports.
Wow.
I can't go the rest of my life never eating another piece of meat?
Yeah, I can eat pretzels and watch the Rams.
I could give both up for $55 million.
I like how he just combined the two. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, Jim.
And at my age, I could give up something else if we want to go all the way up to an even 100.
Now, Carrie does have a point. I would just listen on the radio.
I mean, that's a great point. I love games on the radio.
The media thing you both do is try to find the loophole. I say, well, I'd be in a room and pay people off.
Yeah, well, you got to find loopholes.
But radio,
what
you're
the
right.
About.
I mean, now that I know how all the uniforms look, I just always imagine the best uniforms. See, in my head, if I'm listening to the Dolphins, they're playing in your favorite uniforms.
Oh,
they're
not
playing.
Yeah, that would be better.
Speaking of uniforms, quickly before we go, Troy is doing a throwback this weekend to 1987, the old school Troy National Championship helmet. It's like a red version of Michigan State.
That's back when they used to play Jack State all the time, man.
That's right. Good luck, though. Hashtag One Troy. We're back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Central Time. But remember, football starts tonight, SMU-UCF 6 on ESPN2. It is pupil versus teacher, Rhett Lashley versus Gus Malzahn. Who are you cheering for?
I'll probably go Lashley in this one.
I'm cheering for Lashley.
SMU's too. Got the best uniform.
No pupil. SMU plus 2.5 is the winner.
Great uniform.
Plus 2.5. I like SMU too tonight. If you want to fade Dunaway. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.